The Department of Hypocrisy. The Department of Hypocrisy has a queue at its front door. It's suddenly the fashion, though they're not sure what it's for. The welcome at reception was by staff with rictus smile, both polite and sanctimonious. They've been doing this a while. No warmth within their greeting, then the classic, "How are you?" while disdain greets all my answers. I dismiss attempts to rile. Our computer is assessing if your visit seems worthwhile. It's no, a wasted journey. Do try again next year. Well, look, how odd. It's changed its mind. We're surprised that you fit in. Let's see. Ah, yes, it's obvious. The best place to begin. First, would you like a coffee? It's instant. Not for me. With our strictly personal service, your number 243. Would this session here appeal tomorrow, 2:30? Introducing do what I say, not do as I might do. It encourages your ego and affirms your personal space. This ensures you feel superior and are frightfully two-faced. That's awful. What is happening? I'm astounded. This is wrong. I wake, surprised and startled. A dream, not real at all. The impact, though disturbing, brings lessons to enthrall. It leaves me thoughtful, troubled, distinctly ill at ease. The Department of Hypocrisy, far more than dream to tease. For the future of humanity, a choice which will succeed. To live with love that's selfish, behind all we may do, or is it more appealing in that departmental queue?